Blog Talk Radio.
You were the first in this family to get into college.
I'm so proud of you.
I can't go, can I? I just can't afford to send you.
I didn't mean to let you down.
I understand. Maybe next year. Maybe. Hard-working students deserve a chance. Please, support the United Negro College Fund. A mind is a terrible thing to waste.
Good evening, and welcome to Verbal Stronghold. This is a product of WBNN. This is the O&E host intern show featuring Lois Shaw, a.k.a. Lady of Love. on air now from Lagos, Nigeria. Call in number 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by In Goes Time Multimedia. This evening, we have two guests. Our first guest, Francine Elizabeth Natel. She is the host on the Exceptional Scribble Show on TalkShoeRadio.com. Francine says in her bio, "I am a literary artist and arts enthusiast. This makes me more passionate about reading good literature and writing good literary composition than the average person. I affirm this does make me stand out in the crowd, especially when I am called upon to demonstrate my literary artist skills and or my oratory skills. Secondly, I am a scribe of justice. In all that I write or pen as a scribe, I make it my business to ensure the things I write are accurate and empowerment orientated in its context. This makes me a scribe of justice. In all that one who ensures that the integrity of writing is upheld and or on display in my creative compositions. Also, I am a spiritual Hebrew and an earth angel, which for me makes me a decent citizen of both the secular and spiritual community. This is what I believe makes me outstanding, and I affirm this in good, healthy, conflicted, war-torn, earthbound, and even celestial. My on earth as it is in heaven art illustrations embody truth. They speak volumes about the reality that another world as well as other worlds exist. And yes, earth is ever evolving, and each birth our experience morphs us into a new reality on earth that we never had before and or one that changes us forever." And she says, she closes, "Sincerely, Francine Elizabeth Natel, a.k.a. Sage, the Page Poet." Now, we will have a track before we bring our guest on.
Deep
a very special time for me this evening to stand in the host position and welcome a longtime friend to my show. Let me introduce you to Francine Elizabeth Natel, a.k.a. Sage the Healer. Are you there, Fran?
Yes, yes, I am here, and I am so delighted and blessed and humbled to be here. Thank you for the invite.
You're so welcome. It was my profound pleasure. I have been on your show so many times before, and I get a chance now to extend the same love to you that you've extended to me. My first question to you this evening, excuse me, I know that you are a self-publisher, and I want to know, when did you decide that, let me publish my own books and instead of going to an independent publisher? Was it because of disappointment in the work that they did for you, or did you just simply find a better way?
Good question, and thank you. I am a self-published author, meaning I have full copyright to my work. I have not sold the master copies over to a publisher or a publishing house for them to have creative control and to do what they will with my work. So I am self-published, but I am registered, and my works are registered through the National Library of Congress, which I did first before pursuing having the books literally published through publishing houses. I went through Infinity Publishing for my first book, which is entitled Every Rose Has a Thorn, a collection of poems. And with my second book, I went through iUniverse. And with my third published book, which is also a self-published work, I again went through Infinity. And the reason why I went through Infinity twice was because they, to me, introduced me to what it meant to become a published author. And they did it in a with a personable touch. They literally walked me through the process. They invited me for a full tour experience on the premises of their physical publishing business location, which is in West Conshohocken, Pennsylvania. They made me feel like family. I didn't feel estranged or as someone that was just dealing with an entity. I felt like I was dealing with a friend from the beginning to the end with each book that was published through them. So I had to go back to them. My experience with iUniverse was the total opposite. I don't want to bash a particular publisher or publishing house. So I'm going to leave it like that. I'm going to say the experience was not as warm or as inviting and profiting or profitable an experience as I know that I should have received, and I'll leave it right there.
I understand. I truly, truly understand, and I wanted to bring that point about because there are probably many in the audience that will hear this, and it will point them in a prosperous direction to have their books published, you know, instead of going somewhere and feeling like you wrote the story and you lost it to a publisher, you know.
But, yes. And I wanted if you don't mind, if I can just reiterate, the purpose of having your work registered first through the National Library of Congress is twofold. One, because it secures the protection of your work. Once your work is registered through the National Library of Congress, no one else can come behind you and claim any part of it as their own. And if you were to go to court, you have that certificate, which would stand in court as documentation and proof that your work has already been published and you only are the originator of that work.
Audience, I hope you hear that and take note. Then my next question to you, because you are the sage, the healer, and I've watched you evolve, as you evolutions into the science and the medicine of
yes.
And I would like for you to express how important it is for one to be in contact with a person of your caliber.
Yes, and thank you. First, I want to say that I do belong to a healing community. And when I say a healing community, I am in all actuality meaning that I am just one member, meaning there are so many healers, and it is important that healers do network with each other, because even though healing is the gift, there are a variety of administrations. I have one friend in particular who is a certified vibrational sound therapist. So she uses the singing bowls and the crystal bowls, and she uses chimes, sounds, to heal people. And she's certified. She's gone through the training, but beyond just being certified as one who has literally been trained to do it, she is blessed with the anointing to heal by way of sound. And that was a new experience for me, to actually have what's called a sound bathing session. And just like you would go for, you know, like your massage, you're on this table, but these bowls are used and they're placed on certain parts of your body. And literally when she would strike the bowls, if I was experiencing any type of discomfort or pain, and even if I was in some sort of mental duress, I could literally feel the bad energy leave and the good energy in exchange, replacing it, entering into my body. So it's definitely a spiritual experience for anyone that's never had sound bathing. And I would highly recommend it, especially if you're going through any type of trauma. And for many of us, we have struggled with maybe a childhood phobia. Sound bathing is known to help and support people on their healing journey who have been afflicted with childhood phobias to overcome them. So I just wanted to put that out there and give that disclaimer.
Amazing, amazing. Now, my dear Sage, I know, too, that you are an exceptional writer. And at this time, I would like to have you share with us a piece of your literary work.
Thank you. I'm honored. So I'm going to share a piece entitled Inner Stand, which was written on January the 12th, and it was written this year, year 2022. And I list this not so much as a poem, but as a positive affirmation chant. So come along with me on this ride, and I promise you that you will receive a healing before I'm through. Understand. My realisms aren't surrealism. My realisms aren't surrealisms. My realisms are truth. Truth. Whole truth. Footprints. Fingerprints. Imprints. Footprints. Fingerprints. Imprints. Stood tall. Raised the bar. Engagements, pounding pavements, inbound cave art, outbound word art, higher highs, black butterflies, open skies, when doves cry, closed wells, prison cells, who's gonna ring gold bell? My realism aren't surrealism. My realism aren't surrealism. My realism may not be your truth. End of piece.
Amazing. Amazing. Simply beautiful, friend. I haven't heard that one. Beautiful. I could feel the energy.
I could feel it.
I could feel it. Mhm.
Awesome.
Yeah, you know I'm there. I can feel that energy.
Mm-hmm.
I thank you so much for choosing that particular piece right now.
Thank you.
You're welcome, my love. Right now we have a caller in queue. Caller in queue. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
All right, caller in queue. You press one. Are you ready to speak? Okay, they might want to just listen. Okay, we'll put them back on ice. And now back to Lois Shaw.
Back to, thank you. Well, back to you, Sage. I know you have something else for us. I know you have something inspiring for us. Come on, baby.
Thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And I just want to say to anyone out there that may be in need of healing, no matter what the nature of the healing is, good health is being sent in your direction. Receive it in love.
Amen.
So this next piece, it's entitled Channel the Light, and that's what I'm set to do by way of this poem. I'm channeling light for anyone that is in need of that light, no matter what form they need it to manifest in, because one thing about light is you don't direct light. Light directs itself. And
amen.
So I'm going to say, however this piece is supposed to heal your inner world, that's the way it will go. And I have no control over that. Okay, channel the light.
Yes.
Moons have beams. Suns have rays. We all have people, places, things. We all have people, places, things. Channel the light. Ignite the eternal flame. Channel the light. Let not your living be in vain. Huts are mazes. when looked down upon from heavenly places. Streetlights are aura projectors meant to embolden the truth in our cities and promote positive vibes. Channel the light. Embrace the true light. Channel the light. Heal the world. Start with the inner world. End of peace.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, babe. It's an inside job. Always an inside job. You got to do the inner work before there's any manifestation to the outer.
Yeah.
I'm so thrilled. Thank you so much for that.
You're welcome.
We have a caller. We have a caller in queue. Caller
Hi.
Number two.
Hi.
Caller number
peace
two.
Peace and blessings.
Peace and
I'm
blessings.
They're not on just yet, Ren.
Can you
caller number two? Who do we
yes,
have the
can
pleasure
you hear me?
Of speaking with?
Who am
can
I hearing?
Oh, I can. Yes, I hear you now.
Okay. All right. Peace and blessings to you both sisters. I'm Sister Bessie.
Love and light to you.
Okay. I'm Sister Bessie the Truther. I'm calling in to support, and I'm a podcast host also on the podcast. I have a poem for you all, if it's all right.
It is. Thank you for sharing. Thank you
yes.
for supporting.
Okay, dear. All right. My poem is I'm Sister Bessie the Truther. I'm Sister Bessie the Truther. I don't play with the words I say. I was born in the hood, and I shall die in the hood. That's right, I'm Sister Bessie. With this knowledge, I'm going to test you. When I speak, the universe is at its peak. The warrior in me, they can't stop. So let your mind pop with what I got. I'm Sister Bessie, with the stuff for your head that makes the elite see red. Peace I preach, and it's not dead. The games you play, I've been through them all day. Let's keep your enemies at bay. Wisdom cometh from my mouth, because I'm an old head from the south. This is what I bring to the table. Everything else is a fable. I'm Sister Bessie, and I play by my own rules. I'm telling you, don't be no fool, because the wicked is after your soul. Let me break it down to you. You have the power for this hour to stand tall against this wall that has been placed for you to fall. I'm Sister Bessie. To lift you up, not to tear you down, so you can wear a crown. Don't be a snitch, because that's a spirit of a witch that will place you in a death pit. Stop the bullets that are in flight. Hold on to each other real tight for this fight in life. Love and respect is key, and train your mind to see. I'm Sister Bessie. Hear me when I speak, because I'm not weak. The words I say may help you one day. So be a tower for all to shower. I'm Sister Bessie, your earthly flower.
Sister Bessie, amazing. Sister Bessie is one of the podcast hosts on our network, WBNN Sage. And I
thank you, Sister Betsy. Do you have
any questions for Francine?
No, not at this moment. I just wanted to, I'm listening to the show. I am enjoying it. So I'm going to sit back and listen to the show. But also I like to say that the front porch will be on April the 1st. My apologies.
April the 1st, that's your show.
Yes.
Yes, okay. All right, my dear. Thank you, Fran. You heard that.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you. And awesome poetry and very compelling.
Yes.
very strong conviction. It went forth and it reached every one of us. I can truly sense that. Continue on your path. Awesome.
Yes, thank you. And I love you both. Peace and blessings
thank
to
you.
Everyone. And I will listen
peace
to the show.
Peace and more blessings to you. Sister
yes.
Mary.
Peace and blessings. Good health.
Yes. All right, my dear Sage. I'm sure you have another piece for us.
I do. This piece is one to uplift and encourage maybe someone out there. You feel a little downtrodden because you've kind of been in a battle, you know, a very intense one, and you just need to be or to receive some blessed assurance or consolation. So this piece is a reminder to you of what your creator thinks of you and what you should never, ever forget.
Yeah,
okay, it's entitled You Told Me. You told me. Okay. Should I start now or someone?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, right ahead.
Okay. You Told Me is this piece. And this is an original written by Sage. You told me I am. Before I could even see my reflection. As I just shake my head. Time to see the truth about me. You told me. You sold me, convinced me. You told me I am justified to be me. No excuses, no bad habits, no lies expressed, no lack. You told me to transpose neglect, to embrace respect, to infuse the empty spaces with goodness, to celebrate life rather than affirm the march of death. You told me I am before I could even see my reflection. Shaking my head. Time all see the truth in the peace.
Beautiful. Beautiful. You told me before, yeah. Before the dispatch to the earth realm, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We have it all. Mm-hmm. We have it all inside of us, you know. We just don't use it. Well, friend, we have another guest caller in queue. Who do we have the pleasure of speaking with?
This
Hello?
Is your sister
guest.
From New York. Hello? Can you hear me?
I can hear you now, Deb.
Yes, that's me.
Hey,
I just called
how
in
are you?
To... I'm fine, and how are you? How are both of you?
Well, thank you. Well, thank
oh,
you.
Bless. Thank you.
I just called in to support. I'm listening to the poetry, and I'm loving it.
Oh, let our guests know, let Fran know how you're feeling about her poetry.
Fran?
Yes, I'm listening.
Yes, I'm enjoying your poetry. I'm just a listener. I'm not a poet at all. I just read and listen. Inspiration is where I'm at right now. I had to go through to get to this point in my life. So it seems to be that I can inspire you talking about healing. inspirationally, mm-hmm. I try to be an inspiration to anyone that walks across my path, to inspire them to go ahead, to inspire to keep on, don't drop out, don't give up. There's something
yeah.
better in store for them, just to keep on going.
Mm.
So that's the path that has been chosen for me. I didn't choose it. It was chosen. And I ran from it for a long, 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 long time. And I realize it's
mm-hmm.
what I am settling into. And it's becoming more easier for me to inspire people to go ahead on the pathway and to try to shine a light to the right path that they should be following.
Yeah.
That's quite inspiring. Indeed.
And be encouraged. Be encouraged. On your journey, be encouraged.
And I want to thank you for calling in. You've been faithful. You call in and support, and I love that about you. Thank you so much for being here, Sister Deb. Now, we'll have a track by International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting legend, Brother O. Brother O is handling that music tonight. He's really pumping it up.
Yes.
Well, yes. We got caller number four in queue, Fran. We're going to open up and see who this is. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with, caller?
This is Tara Strength and of the Know Your Right show. And I'm really enjoying the show tonight. This poetry is outstanding. And I'm really enjoying your show, Miss Young Intern.
Thank you. thank you so much.
I thank you
a thousandfold. Speak to our guests.
Thanks for your
friend.
Kind words as well.
Yes, really enjoying your guests. You guys are fantastic. I mean, you guys are an inspiration. You're making me really, you guys are definitely an inspiration. You know, I'm looking forward to my goal. You know what I'm saying?
This is awesome.
Be able to talk
hey,
to you
that's
guys.
Right.
Yes. So I have something for you, Miss Lois Shaw. I hope you're sitting down. I want to congratulate you. Good. I want you to congratulate you, intern Lois Shaw, on your WBNN all-time connection record. With your first all-time with the Darlene Lawrence Championship. How do you like that for tonight?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, what?
Oh, my.
That's right. So you go.
Kudos.
You're doing the thing tonight.
Ooh.
Congratulations.
My goodness, thank you so much. God bless you.
Yes.
Thank you so much. I needed that. You know, sometimes, you know, you're in certain places and, you know, and you give a lot. I am a giver. I am definitely a giver. And I give a lot. I give out of my storage.
Mm-hmm.
I give out. And you just poured back into me. Thank you so much. Terrence, what's your name?
Yes, my name is Terrence Strength. I'm one of the hosts on the show.
I'm going to be praying for you, definitely.
I appreciate it.
I'm asking God for a thousandfold blessing for you.
I appreciate it. Thank you. I'm very much humbled by that. All right.
Get ready, Trent. Is your name Terrence Trent?
Terrence
Get ready. Trent. I mean, a thousandfold? Uh-oh. You won't be able to stand underneath that shower of blessings.
Oh, thank
That's
you.
All right. That's all right.
I appreciate it. I need all the blessings and love I can get.
Thank you so much.
Wow. Mm. Oh, Fran.
Yeah.
I got to catch my breath. See, God knows how to bless you.
Oh, catch
you.
Your breath. Take your time.
yes. But see, God knows how to bless
Beautiful.
You.
Mm-hmm.
I'm humbled and gracious all in the same breath. Stand and feel that. I am humbled
yes.
and gracious. Yes, and grateful. Thankful. Oh. Well, Fran, we're going to ask you to give us another piece of blessing, not piece
okay.
of blessing, the whole blessing. We're asking you to bless us again.
Yes. I'm torn between three pieces. I'm going to ask you, what are you wanting right now? Do you want something that's a little humorous? Do you want something that's straight spiritual, hold the earthly rocks, or do you want something that's a mixture of the two worlds? You tell me.
Well, why don't you give us a little mixture? Because I know your mixture is still sacred. You feel me?
I love that. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm going to try and give a happy medium of a mixture. Something everybody can drink straight.
Okay.
So this this piece, and I have my compositional book. I'm very old school. I think this is a charming piece. Because I believe that we all have had those moments where we just had to pull back from life and just reflect, you know, and we had to look at what we already have instead of looking at what we don't have and what we think we need, which is really a lot of times just mere wants, not needs. You know, we're redirected. Something happens and we get, like the brother that called and said, and we realize, wait a minute, I have. Mm-hmm. It's not that I'm in need of anything. I have so much I need to give, you know?
Yes.
So this
yes.
piece is entitled, I Have. And oh, I wrote this piece this month. It was written this month on the 14th day of this year. March the 14th, and it's entitled, I Have.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. I have certain experiences, most times unusual, not a mere refusal, rejected and accepted. I have supreme, I have meek, I have uncertainty, I have serenity, I have anonymity, I have mere stupidity in pursuit of me. Mm-hmm. I have urban influences. I have otherworldly experiences too. I have good times. I have open-minded peers, colleagues, relatives. I have much in the piece.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I like that reflection. Beautiful, friend. That is awesome. You.
Thank you.
We've come to the spot in our program tonight where we would like to hear some final words from you.
Okay. Wow. First, say thank you. Lady of Love, Queen Poetress, there's so many titles that you don, and I mean, you wear them well. You possess the integrity along with the raw talent. It's been a pleasure. It's not too often that I'm invited to share my passion in an atmosphere or climate where I can say is warm and inviting. A lot of times, you know, you have to be guarded and you kind of know that, you know, there's not always all the energy in the space is positive, you know. So you kind of come prepared for war in a sense. You've already staged yourself and blessed your going out. But I can truly say tonight has been refreshing. I have felt like I was in the presence of the King. I have felt like I was with family. And that's priceless for me. Prize family and my spirituality above all else. It's been wonderful. I just wish that I could have had some more friends to call in, but it's okay because I know that those that were meant to call in called in tonight, and every word that was spoken, it was purposeful and meaningful. So this has been truly my dessert for the evening. I know I'll
enjoy
go to sleep
it.
With a smile on my face.
Enjoy
immensely.
Enjoy
this
it.
Was wonderful. Immensely. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
And thank you for being such a gracious guest. I truly enjoy every minute of it. I would that it could go on a little longer, but it is what it is.
Right.
This is God's design, and that's how it is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all right. Well, we're going to have a track. We're going to have a track from the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting legend, Brother O, and then on to our next guest.
Yeah.
Well, get ready for a treat. Put your listening ears on and buckle up in your seat, because I'm introducing my friend, my queen sister, the WBNN Linear New Host of the Year Class of 2019, the only host in this network's history to go undefeated in broadcasting prowess with a 16-0 WBNN New Host alum, host Gina Storm. My friend that I call the Freestyle Queen. Put
thank
your
you,
hands
lady.
Together and give her a warm, warm welcome. Hi, Gina.
Hello, Lewis Shaw. Lady of Love, I've been a friend and a fan of yours for so long, I can't even remember when this relationship began.
It's been a long time.
A very long time.
A long, long time, Gina. I am so happy to have you here tonight. You're going to wreck the place, but go ahead, have at it. Indeed. Okay. But I would like, I just introduced you, but I would like to read your bio.
My bio? All right.
Yes, if I may. Yes. Gina Storm, born Regina Brooks in the Chicago suburb of Joliet, 2 days before Christmas in 1969. Her parents moved from the Chicago housing projects to become hardworking teenage homeowners as their oldest child and only daughter for her younger brothers. As a well-behaved, studious, avid reader, tested in elementary school as exceptional and entered the gifted program to excel throughout her education that continued into adulthood. Gina ran a successful home daycare preschool for two decades in two counties and four states, but mostly in Joliet, Illinois, her hometown. Gina Storm has been married and divorced twice. She has one adult daughter, Stephanie, and her grandchildren are affectionately referred to as the Famous Three, a spiritual Christian person who thanks the Creator daily for her poetic ability. Gina enjoys traveling, cooking, baking, and wine, drinks coffee daily, and loves movies, family, and animals. Gina began writing 40 years ago to win a contest, and poetry took over by middle school. The spoken word freestylist was born almost 8 years ago as a coping mechanism due to unimaginable betrayal, dubbed the fire. She survived what would have killed many. Gina is grateful for poetry as therapy, and every opportunity is provided from meeting celebrities to inspiring others. Find Gina Storm on Facebook. Her fan page is Gina Storm, spoken word freestylist, Instagram at Regina F. Brooks, Twitter Regina Brooks 7, Storm's Cadence on YouTube from Chrome Note. There you have it.
You know I got to come on, first of all, and let people know around the world who this young lady is. A person that I got a chance to interview on the Honeybee Files, Ms. Lois Shaw. But most importantly, this woman did something on this network that's never been done by any other host. She went undefeated as a single legend. 16 all-time connection records as a new host. I say it again, 16 all-time, undefeated, undisputed records as a new host. She left her legend for the next rookies, interns, candidates to follow through. I say no more. The legendary Gina Storm.
Gina, may I add, Gina Freestyle,
yes, ma'am,
Storm, because when she when she steps on the poetic pedal, there is nothing but a storm that's left in the way, and that is no exaggeration. This woman is amazing.
Love you, Gina.
Amazing.
Thank you, Ngozi. Lois, I don't know what I'm gonna do with y'all.
Love it. That's cool.
Love, my God. I have read my bio before, but it didn't sound that epic to me. And then when you read it, I was thinking, wow, it sounds like I did a lot of things. But
you've done and you're still doing.
Absolutely, absolutely. I feel like I'm 52 years young, so I just want to represent myself, my brand, my fans, my poetry community and family to the best of my ability. And like Lois said previously, the Lady of Love knows that I'm a freestyle spoken word artist, and she called me the queen. I don't know if I can wear that crown, but I'm going to try to do it. I just came to get down.
Just center it, that's all. You put your hands up there, get the sides, and center it. Because that you are. Girl, I've never heard anybody whip it out like you do.
I love it. I'm
serious, you know, and I know a lot of freestyle artists. And I'm taking nothing from any of them. Everyone is king and queen in their own right.
Absolutely.
You're just exceptional to me, you know. You're just exceptional to me.
So I'm going
to
use that phrase.
And she's family. I know she's on another network, and I know she's going to, you know, represent that network. But understand, is family here at WBNN, Oney Dynasty, all time. Okay? Yeah. Okay, all time.
Yes.
She started with King Cadence and Desire, and through that trio,
yes,
a trio, the only trio that ever won, you know,
ever,
Linear New Host of the Year in the class of 2019. That was a great class. And then, you know, she started her own, 16-0. What more can we say? I'm going. You know, I got the history. I got the archives. Stop playing with me.
I appreciate that.
He's boasting.
He can't help himself, honestly.
He's boasting, but, you know, it's a good boast. You know.
It is.
He doesn't have to soup it up, you know what I mean? You don't have to add no heat to it. It is what it is. It's real,
right,
you know.
I'm
it
digging
fly
it.
By itself.
Got my
Let's go.
So I'm going to take the prompt that I got from Lady of Love. She's an intern at this network. I'm sure she's going to be a host because I love her the most. And I simply would just want to say this. The prompt that she gave me was... She is so dynamic and amazing that sometimes I don't even know what I'm going to do before I do it, and then I get a prompt. So her prompt for me would have to be on this evening that I'm simply going to come on the mic and do what I do. And since she called me the queen of freestyle, I need to straighten my crown. So I'm going to use this as my prompt. I'm straightening my crown. I'm straightening my crown because I felt like sometimes it was a cue. It was like halfway on my head, falling down over one eye. You know what I'm talking about. It looked a hot mess. I didn't know what to do. I felt like I wanted to straighten it myself, but I could not. So I had to lean on my poetic family and all of the queens and kings who are out here doing their thing stepped up to the plate and made me understand and appreciate the fact that I have to do freestyle when I'm on a mic. It's not an anomaly, nor it is a defect. I am not one of those poets that has to feel like I'm in neglect. See, I write poetry, yes, I do. And when I try to read it for all of you, I end up having to freestyle around the piece that I wrote previously. I can very rarely give it to you verbatim. So I felt like that was scary, like when people ask me for a piece that I wrote previously because they loved it and they want to hear it from me and they want to read along while I'm spitting that piece on a mic and I'm not able to do it, not quite the way that they're reading it. It won't be right. And then I feel like I have this deficit. But then the Lady of Love, Lois Shaw, this evening on this poetry venue when she invited me to be a feature along with Sage the Healer, all I could say to myself was this: oh my goodness, y'all, I gotta bring my best. Like, when I step up to the plate, I gotta swing for the fence. And the reality is this: I would be remiss if I didn't shout out all of the people who made this a possibility for me. See, there are so many poets who have been in my inception from the day that I was born. Like she said in my bio, Zena Storm was born less than a decade ago. And the reality is this: I would not have even tapped into this poetry if it wasn't therapy for me. So when I come on a mic and I speak my truth, I just do it as it hits my heart. It doesn't always filter itself through my head, but it comes out my mouth. So you know I didn't give it a chance to even contemplate it before it was said. No, the reality is this: I'm giving it to you as it was given to me. And I feel like that's just the way that God gave me the gift that he gave me. So poetry for me always has to be indigenous to who you are. So I'm a freestylist, and I guess so far I've been doing it quite well, because I have been dubbed the queen of freestyle by this lady who's hosting the show, who had me on this evening and asked me to go. And I told her I could freestyle because I have to. I do it off the dome. The reality is this: this is where I'm at home. I'm comfortable, and I'm among family. So I don't have any trepidations. I just do what comes to me, and that's the way I give it to all of you. I'm Tina Storm. Thank you for indulging me. In peace.
You better speak your truth, my queen sister. You better handle that truth. Oh, my goodness. I've got chills going up and down my arms, my back, my legs and stuff. She's awesome. Well, we have caller number 5 in queue.
Thank you.
Who do I have the pleasure of speaking
with? Oh, my goodness. Oh, you got a good one that time. Both of y'all. Two queens interviewing each other. One,
is
the host,
Mama
Ola Daisy. I thank you
is
very
this
much.
Mama Ola Daisy. It's
yes, 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 it is.
Wow.
Yes, yes.
Well,
oh
she
my
made
goodness!
That out. She just went right into it, right with you. I love the intro you gave her. Wow, Lady of Love, you are something else. I really love that. And you tell your first guest, Fran, I heard her too, but the mic didn't open up. So I was here, but I was, you know, listening and everything. So tell her some of her friends did call, but I don't know what happened. But we heard her, and she was great too, so I hope she's still listening. But Gina, I'm telling you, you know I don't like missing nothing you do. That's my girl right there. And,
yes, Mama.
And you know, wait a minute. And Lady of Love, I got you all the way over there. Oh, we're not going to tell people where. And you ain't been over there yet to come visit me.
I'm so busy, Mama. Oh, you know that I am. And then I got this position, you know, and it requires a lot of concentration. You can't. This is a perfection track, you know, so you just can't come out here half-stepping, you know. This is the host of the poetry concert and Poetry in Love. And
okay. What in the world is that? Okay.
What
anyway, I
apologize.
What in the world? Okay, I want to finish listening, but Lady of Love, I'm looking for you over there where you went through all that trouble. You know what you know, it wasn't easy. So I'm still looking for you to pop up. I've been looking
okay.
for you.
I'm going to pop both of you. Love you more.
Okay.
I love you more.
Bye-bye.
Next, we are going to have a track by International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting legend, Brother O.
My dream. You ain't got nobody but Mr. Boston in the building. You know, hey,
hey.
First of all,
hey.
Let me shout out to you, Miss Laura Shaw, for bringing this show to fruition. Let me shout out to my First Lady, Francine Elizabeth Nato, and let me shout out to the Second Lady of the Hour, Miss Gina Storm. How y'all doing tonight over here in the big city?
We're doing excellent.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I
can hear you. Everything works and don't nothing hurt. We're good.
I didn't come prepared because I'm sitting at work at my desk and I'm listening to this show, and I was sitting up here about to go to sleep at my desk. And I said, let me tune into the show. So I had to tune into the show. And I'm invigorated now. You know, I'm invigorated to be here and to support you guys over here. You know, it's the first time in a long time that I've been to a show where three of my most closest friends is on the same show. And I'm grateful for that, you know. So nice job, Miss Lord's show. Nice job. Beautiful job.
Thank you
beautiful
so much.
Show. Nice content.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
You know, so yeah, I came over here just to listen in, maybe do something. I don't know what I got in my head. So if it goes awkward, don't cry. Don't get mad. And don't turn the sprinkler system on. Water me down.
No. We're blessed. We're blessed that you even thought of us to grace us with a peace.
Well, let me see. The beautiful movement of the mind is as the cosmic conversation in this nabbit concerted rhythmic orchestration, feeding recurring motions as a symmetry regulates succession of strong and weak elements moving comprehension to reciprocate. Blending light and motion, a thirst, a desire to rise this one moment in movement, the reason we exist. The reason we insist upon our synchronicity. We're never less than the best twins in perfection, and she writes things with nabbit concerted reciprocation orchestration, movements that for the life of me could never write with a pen, revealing consciousness, our balance between rest and movement as we flow effortlessly onward in movement of vibrations, comprehend the soul for the education of synchronized virtue, feeding cosmic orchestrated spiritual movement, hidden becomes manifested, too beautifully coordinated in balanced movement, in ethereal tides of movement. The rhythms of nature, the vibrations of the pulse of life, manifesting the flow of movement and the results of our flow in our transmutations of our perpetual motion. A perpetual motion that lies unison truth of coherence and cohesion. Together we are each other's cosmic poem under the cosmic fusion, moving gracefully, fluidly, easily, confidently, beautifully, as our vibrations become unison. And that's Mr. Boston from the Boston Chronicles. In peace.
Awesome piece, Jeff. Awesome piece. I mean, you know, I expect nothing better. Nothing less. You know, always something good, something better, something best.
Well, we are manifested from the cosmic realm into our physicality to teach and inform and give and bring and give back. That's what our manifestation on this earth is. So when it's time to go back into our cosmic form, Mother Earth or Father Creator can say, job well done.
Well done.
And that's the key. And that's the key. You know.
Yes.
We forget.
You know,
we really forget. We really forget because it's so much going on in the world. And we forget our spiritual realm in favor of this dirt region realm. And we lose sight and we lose focus of what we're supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. And that is
absolutely
the embodied truth right there.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for calling, Mr. Boss. I love you.
Hey, Gina Storm, you know what? Me and you go back so far that if I took a bucket and picked up all the pieces that we've put together and all the journeys we've taken on this internet radio, I would have to trade in my bucket and go get a coal miner's dump truck to gather all the pieces.
That's true. That's true.
That's how long I've been rolling with Gina Storm. That's how long it's been.
It's real.
Mm-hmm. And love this lady to life. I love this lady to life. She is phenomenal. A phenomenal woman. And then you have to pay attention when she speaks because she's in her teaching mode. And you have to pay attention. A lot of things she says is about life, about her life and things that goes on with her. So if you pay attention, you will learn Gina Storm because she's a storm to be reckoned with.
I said that earlier.
She has a, let me tell you, she has a very boss aura. You just have to get next to her. She has that boss aura. That's what keeps me connected to her, her aura. Always positive, always. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Well, I'm going to have to sit you back, caller, because we have
no
another
problem.
Caller in queue. I thank you so much for being here, Jeffrey. Well, I'm sorry. You know, I'm out of work this week, you know. So I guess that's why I'm so full of energy, because I'm not depleting myself 75% with my baby, which is, you know, what I have to do, because that's necessary. That's what I came here for. That's my position, and I play my position well. And so thank you for being here for Gina, you know, and supporting her in her feature on Verbal Strongholds with Lady Above. Caller number 7 in queue.
Hello.
Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Yeah, how you doing? It's true friend. Lord God, how you living?
Excuse me?
I said, your true friend, Will of God, how you living?
I'm living well. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
I said, it's Will of God, how you living?
The Will of God, that's your name?
No, Will of God, not the Will. No, just Will of God, you know? Yeah.
Okay.
How you doing?
Okay. I'm well, thank you. Thank you for being here.
Yes, I'm just catching up just now because I'm out here celebrating my birthday tonight. But I said, let me just call it before I stand up and be somebody else tonight. You know, just showing love. But, you know, I'm loving the show. I'm catching on. But poetry, what do you, tell me something. How long you been doing this?
Since the 7th grade.
And what inspired you the most to get this done? And what is your vision for the future?
Well, I'm not the future, but I tell you, what inspired me was a teacher that thought that, you know, I didn't have anything. And because of her put down, that made me put up. And I began to write poetry from the 7th grade on. And what am I going to do? What was your other question?
What is your vision for the future?
My vision for the future is to continue what I do, give back. That's my, if you heard what I said earlier, that's my whole aim, to give back. That's what I can't, that's the gift that I was given to bring into the earth realm to give back. That means all of the lessons that I've learned, everything that I've gone through, it was for me to show somebody else how to
cope with it, get out of it, you know, to deal with it. Those, I came to bring those messages. Now, do you have a question for Gina Storm?
Oh, first of all, Gina, she can't wait. Hey, how you doing, Gina?
I'm good. Thank you for calling in. I just, you know, I love having this opportunity because this is my family.
Oh, my God. And you know, we go a long way anyway, so it's like, wow, she's back.
Real talk, Gina, real talk.
Oh, my God. So you know what? Since I'm celebrating my birthday, I'm not going to have a poem. You know, I'm going to freestyle or something, have some fun with it.
Go ahead.
Okay. And people that's listening, tune in to my show, Two-Thirds by Will of God on Fridays, every fourth Friday of the month. Another host on this network. And my next topic is, what is the definition of respect to you in 2022? But, hey, Gina, give me something you want me to make a poem about, and I'm going to go get something here so everybody knows it's official.
All right, so you want a word or a phrase?
Anything you want.
All right. Then we're going to use the word unity.
Say that again.
Unity. U-N-I-T-Y. Like Queen Latifah said, unity.
All right. How y'all doing, people? This is straight from the mind, so I'm going to give it to you. Unity. Could it be an equal opportunity for everybody to understand the only one word called unity? People look like they're in a community. Don't understand the reason why they got a duty to be crazy? What a unity. But see, some of y'all really don't care. You'll walk around and still don't even be aware of the things that could scare a unity. Problems, pollution, situational sequences. Understand the words I'm saying. Because some of y'all is like meaningless. Don't care what you're going to do in the summer. Everything's like loud and thunder. To the lightning strikes in. Then you understand you can't even trust. You will look at it when they stare at your friend. Unity. But I got to go because this is a community that got no unity because now you can't understand me. If you do something right next week, then you probably could see. We come together like a unity. Maybe we might be free. I'm sorry. Did I just say something about unity? What's up, y'all? Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Absolutely. Happiness always. And you bodied that. Thank you so much.
All right. We have another caller in queue, caller number 8. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Yes, hi. Good evening. How are you, Ms. Shaw? And greetings to you also, Gina Storm. This is Chinchilla Donicia, a.k.a. Chinchilla J, and I am definitely enjoying this show tonight. And I really hate that I missed Gina's poetry, so hopefully she will do something else again. I was on a podcast and got off and got on here. Been listening now for about, I guess, a half an hour now, and I've been enjoying it. And I want to say happy birthday to Crazy Will of God. Happy 80th birthday to him tonight. He act like he's 80 years old, but anyway, I am the host and anchor of News Forum, which broadcasts live on Sunday nights here on WBNN, and I definitely want to call in to support your show tonight and to support Gina Storm tonight, being Deputy Commissioner of this network. I find it my duty to call in to support, and so I want to make sure I did definitely call in to support you tonight. An awesome show, and keep up the good work. And Gina, congratulations. Back on this network, good to hear you. I didn't know you when you were on, but I am glad to hear you now. And again, great show, Ms. Shaw.
Thank you so much, Pinchilla.
Absolutely. Lois is doing an amazing job. I told her that this is an internship, and that's only temporary because she will be a host. And I feel like she will be breaking records for the duration of her tenure here at the network, because this is the kind of family that you feel like you belong to, and it's home. So even if you hadn't heard me previously, the fact that I'm being featured in this last part of the show, I'll do another. And so you'll be here for it, and I appreciate you and your support.
Awesome.
It's beautiful. All of this love going back and forth. I'm all in the rain showers of it, loving it. Thank you so much.
Yes, because you're the city of love.
Absolutely. Now, we've got another caller in queue. Caller number 9. Who do we have the pleasure of speaking with?
Angela, I'm calling from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. I'm enjoying your show tonight. I truly am. Hey, Gina.
Thank you, Angela.
Hello, Angela. Thank you.
I tell you,
thank you.
It's a pleasure to hear you. I didn't have the pleasure of being on the network when I think I was coming on when you were going out. And I tell you, I had a chance to catch some of your pieces that you were sharing. When you were sharing, and you are amazing, and I just wanted to let you know that.
I appreciate
that.
Thank
you
for
tonight.
Sometimes people think that my conversation is poetry, but I only spit one piece, but sometimes my conversation is also poetic, so I understand that people are sometimes confused about that, but I do appreciate the support, absolutely, wholeheartedly.
Amen. That is so true, because I'm not a poet, but everybody always, they think I'm a poet. I have 3 poetry books, but I'm not a poet.
I love that. I have a sister who calls herself not a poet.
Which Angela am I speaking to? Is this Angela Finazzi? No? Yes?
No, Angela Thomas-Smith, Queen of Collaborations.
Yes,
oh, okay.
Angela was, and I'm so glad I was right.
Well, God bless you for coming on. Thank you.
Leave a network doesn't mean that you don't listen.
Exactly.
I would support ONE to the death of me.
Thank you. Yes, thank you.
Absolutely.
Always. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And thank you, Ms. Shaw, for what you're doing tonight.
Oh, bless you. Thank you for your support.
Yes,
because
we're heading into National Poetry Awareness Month, so thank you for this tonight. We needed this, especially bringing awareness to poetry, something that needs to be brought back to the forefront, because it's a way of expression, a way that we as brown people have been able to express ourselves. And they've taken art out of the schools, and it has limited our kids in their creativity and their ability to express. So I thank you for this tonight. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome, and thank you for being here and your great input on this poetry, because it's your voice, voices like yours, that is very much needed, because you're absolutely right. The children have no art. They have no art because we teachers have no money to buy supplies. Okay. They're thinking about giving us some money next year. How about that? But you're absolutely right. They're stifling our creativity, especially in our brown community. I thank you for being here. All right, final thoughts from you, my dear Gina.
All I can say is that the love has been evident, and I just am so happy and humbled and blessed to be here.
Absolutely. And thank you so much for answering my call to be here with us. I really had an awesome time with you and Fran. You're two phenomenal poets, you know, spoken word. You're an orator. You know what I'm saying? You are an orator. You came with the message, and
yes,
you
ma'am.
Bring it from your heart. Yeah. You your gift was to bring a message.
Always. It's from a place of sincerity. Absolutely. I aspire to inspire.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, my dear Gina Storm, my queen sister, in poetry and out of poetry. If you say, well, how can you be out of poetry? We're always in poetry. Gina, until again, and it will be soon. And now we'll have our final thoughts from Ngozi.
Well, first of all, I want to thank all the folks that counted on Robert to listen to this internship tonight. Outstanding performance from Lois Shaw. Congratulations on your first WBNN all-time connection record tonight. Wonderful, indeed. Tomorrow night, we come back with our chef, Joseph, and eating on the spiritual level right here at WBNN, 9:30 Eastern Daylight Time. And, of course, WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. And, of course, you can reach us at Instagram and Twitter at Ngozi Time. And, of course, on Facebook at Ola Dele Malay Ngozi. Any comments, suggestions for a wonderful program tonight, Ola Dele, Dying Goes With My, and gmail.com. And I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Dele Malay Ngozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there on Force Radio that support us on a constant basis tonight. And, of course, now to our intern. For the last 2 minutes left to go in the program, Lady of Love, Lois Shaw.
Thank you so much, Honeybee and Ngozi. I appreciate you so much. Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. You know, and that's my motto. That's my mantra. That's what I'm standing on. Everywhere I go, in everything that I do, I'm going to let my bright light shine. You can't put a dim on it. I won't allow it. Good night.